American Language Course, Book 26, Tape 4A. Hello. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 4A. Look at Figure 1. Repeat these words in sentences.
Confirm. Confirm. I'm not sure if this order is correct. I need to confirm it with the supervisor. Trade. Trade. That country trades with many other countries. Would you like to trade your pen for my pencil? Export. Export. He comes from a country that exports oil. It sells oil to other countries. Import. Import. Some countries import automobiles. They buy cars from other countries. Limit. Limit. Is there any limit on the number of students in a class? Commercial. Commercial. They cannot build any stores here. This is not commercial property. Equivalent. Equivalent. The Navy rank of captain is equivalent to the Air Force rank of colonel. Community. Community. The people of this community have joined together to build a new library. Currency. Currency. The currency used in the U.S. is dollars. Economy. Economy. The local economy is based on tourism. Stress. Stress. There was too much stress on the rope and it broke. Part with. Part with. My friend never gets rid of anything. He can't part with any of his things.
Now look at Figure 2. Listen to a paragraph while you look at the pictures. You will hear the paragraph twice.
Robert is going to Germany next month. He is looking forward to this new assignment. He wants to get involved in the community and learn to speak German. He has several things to do before he is ready to leave. He will be taking a commercial flight rather than a military one, so he must confirm his reservation with the airline. Since he has a limit on how much he can take with him, he will have to part with some of his things. This will be difficult as he rarely throws anything away. As a result, he has a lot of stuff. Before he had received his orders, he was planning to trade in his old car for a new one. Now he's going to wait and buy one there. He saw an ad for the car he wants, but the price was in marks, which is the German currency. So now he has to figure out the equivalent price in dollars. Then he has to exchange some dollars for marks.
Now listen to the paragraph a second time. You will be asked questions about it.
Robert is going to Germany next month. He is looking forward to this new assignment. He wants to get involved in the community and learn to speak German. He has several things to do before he is ready to leave. He will be taking a commercial flight rather than a military one, so he must confirm his reservation with the airline. Since he has a limit on how much he can take with him, he will have to part with some of his things. This will be difficult, as he rarely throws anything away. As a result, he has a lot of stuff. Before he had received his orders, he was planning to trade in his old car for a new one. Now he's going to wait and buy one there. He saw an ad for the car he wants, but the price was in marks, which is the German currency. So now he has to figure out the equivalent price in dollars. Then he has to exchange some dollars for marks.
Now look at figure 3. Listen to each question and use a vocabulary word in the box to complete the answer. Then repeat the sentence. Let's do the example now.
Does Robert want to take part in local activities? Yes, he wants to become involved in the community. Repeat. Yes, he wants to become involved in the community.
Now, complete the rest of the sentences the same way.
Number 1. Will Robert take a military flight to Germany? Number 2. Why does he need to call the airline? Number 3. Can Robert take as much baggage as he wants? Number 4. Does he like to get rid of his old things? Number 5. What was he going to do with his old car? Number 6. What is the money of Germany called? Number 7. Does he know how much the car will cost in U.S. currency?
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is commercial. Repeat. No, he will take a commercial flight. Number 2 is confirm. Repeat. He must confirm his reservation. Number 3 is limit. Repeat. No, he has a limit on the amount that he can take. Number 4 is part with. Repeat. No, he doesn't like to part with his old things. Number 5 is trade. Repeat. He was going to trade it in for a new one. Number 6 is currency. Repeat. The German currency is called marks. Number 7 is equivalent. Repeat. No, he doesn't know the equivalent price in dollars.
Look at figure 4. Listen to a sentence. Then circle A or B.
Number 1. Most of the people in this area make their money from farming. There is very little industry here. Number 2. Colombia grows coffee and sells it to the U.S. Number 3. That country imports diamonds. Number 4. The bridge collapsed under the weight of the trucks. Number 5. How many packages of cigarettes can I buy?
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is A. Repeat, the local economy is based on farming. Number 2 is A. Repeat, the U.S. imports coffee from Colombia. Number 3 is B. Repeat, that country buys diamonds. Number 4 is A. Repeat. There was too much stress on the bridge. Number 5 is B. Repeat. There is a limit of 5.
Look at figure 5. Listen to each dialogue. Notice that when the pronouns he, his, her, him, and them are not first words of a sentence, the H and TH are usually not pronounced. Number 1. Listen.
Mrs. Wilson took her first plane ride last week.
Yes, her grandson traveled with her. Number 2. Listen.
Steve carried his tray to the table.
Yes, I saw him eat lunch with his friends. Number 3. Listen.
Did Joe really ask her to marry him?
Yes, he asked her last weekend. Number 4. Listen.
Does Anne have her own car yet?
No, she's still driving her parents' car. Number 5. Listen.
I heard his friends were looking for him.
Yes, they wanted him to go with them last night. Now look at the same dialogues. Listen to part A of the dialogue, then read the answer in part B. Don't say the letters H and TH in him, his, her, and them, unless they are the first word in the sentence. Listen to the statement or question, then read the answer. Number 1.
Mrs. Wilson took her first plane ride last week.
Number 2.
Steve carried his tray to the table.
Number 3.
Did Joe really ask her to marry him?
Number 4.
Does Anne have her own car yet?
Number 5.
I heard his friends were looking for him.
This is the end of Tape 4A, Book 26.